Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you joining me this morning. Pleasure today to be joined by a fella in Arlington, Virginia. Joined by Andrew Nelms this morning on the phone. He is the deputy director of Americans for Prosperity, and we're going to talk about several of the things that those folks are doing and what they are trying to do in the state of Illinois as well as in the United States. Good morning, Andrew. Bruce Dickey, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Bruce. How are you?
Doing real well. Thanks very much for joining us this morning for a few minutes. Appreciate your time. Tell me a little bit about Americans for Prosperity and how you can help us in Southern Illinois.
Absolutely. Americans for Prosperity is a nonpartisan, not-for-profit. We're a nationwide organization with chapters in some 36 states, and I'm the deputy state director in Illinois. And ours is an organization with the singular mission of promoting greater economic freedom, and you can imagine the types of reactions that I get when I tell people that my job is to fight for economic freedom in Illinois.
I imagine that I imagine people giggle at you.
You know, that's when folks from the South would say, "Bless your heart."
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
How well have you been doing at that? Actually, it seems like you probably have a few successes of recent times, right?
Yes, we do. You know, it's always interesting in Illinois, as you know. Illinois politics at every level provide lots of opportunities to fight for taxpayers, beleaguered Illinois taxpayers. And for several years now, our signature issue has been arguing for a property tax freeze, a statewide property tax freeze, because folks in Illinois pay the highest property taxes in the nation, nearly double the national average as a percentage of home value. And in most cases, folks pay more in property taxes to fuel our most in the nation units of local government than they pay in state income tax.
Wow. Wow. That's just, that's when, you know, we sit here and beef. I just paid my second half property taxes last week or week before last, and you think it's something that you just have to pay, but doggone it, there ought to be ways to keep it from rising so fast, shouldn't there? And are you seeing some light at the end of the tunnel on that, Andrew?
Yes, just this past spring, as a matter of fact, the State House of Representatives did pass a permanent property tax freeze that would have applied to all non-home rule units of government, and that passed the State House with a bipartisan supermajority. Unfortunately, that was that then stalled in the State Senate. Just last week, Governor Rauner came out and said that one of his two conditions for signing another stopgap budget would be a permanent across-the-board property tax freeze. As you and your listeners know, the legislature over the summer did pass a stopgap budget that funds state operations through the end of the calendar year. But here we are going into the third week of December, and the end of the calendar year is looming. And so, you know, the governor and the speaker and the Senate president and the Republican leaders of the legislature have been meeting up in Chicago to try to hammer out, try to negotiate a way out of this mess. And the governor has said that he would not consider a second stopgap budget without a property tax freeze.
Andrew, am I cynical, or whenever you hear, you like to be optimistic when you hear it passes the House with a super majority, but then it doesn't really go through the Senate at all. Am I cynical in thinking that that's all already, everybody already knows that that's what's going to happen before it even goes through the House process?
Are guys covering their
backsides just to say that they're actually doing something when they know that something's not going to be done?
Well, I certainly wouldn't blame you for taking the cynical approach to Illinois politics.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
But, you know, we see it as an opportunity, though. You know, part of the lawmaking process is that the bill has to pass both houses, and we got it passed one of the houses. And so we're gonna we're gonna use that as an opportunity to force a conversation in the Senate. And thankfully, we have a governor that's willing to sign the bill if it does pass. We just have to be eternal optimists. I always say about the conservative Illinois and a Cubs fan. Obviously, I'm an eternal optimist. I've been vindicated on half of that. I've now been vindicated on half of that, and I'm waiting for some good free market economic policy in Illinois to vindicate the other half of that statement.
Who would
look at it?
Go ahead.
Illinois is at the bottom of every list that it ought to be at the top of, and at the top of every list we ought to be at the bottom of. Again, we have the highest property tax in the country. We have the highest outbound migration. We have some of the highest combined state and local sales tax rates in the country. But it shouldn't be that way. And the only reason that Illinois is the laughing stock of the nation is because of bad public policy. So, you know, citizens have to start arguing, have to start telling their legislators, demanding that their legislators pass good public policy.
Well, that's the thing. It's been basically a one-party rule for the last 30 or so years. At times, folks have to feel like there's nothing they can do. What can people do?
It's a great segue because obviously we've been talking about what AFP has been doing at the State House in Springfield, but we also fight on the property tax issue specifically. We fight at the local level. We've teamed up with a couple of fellows from the other side of the state, the Edgar County Watchdogs. You may have heard of them. They're just a couple of regular guys that got mad as hell and decided they weren't going to take it anymore and started investigating their local governments using the Freedom of Information Act and the Open Meetings Act. And these two guys have now caused the resignation or removal of over 185 elected officials and bureaucrats around the state of Illinois over the past several years. And so we've developed a citizen watchdog training that I put on with them in conjunction with them around the state. We've had over 350 people go through the training, including some of your listeners in your neck of the woods. And really, we're just empowering people with the tools to monitor their local government. Because, again, it's these local governments. Property taxes are levied exclusively by local governments. And oftentimes, local governments operate with very little scrutiny from either the media or from the citizens. And so it's amazing how behavior changes when elected officials and bureaucrats know that somebody's watching. And so we'd like to see more people get engaged at the local level. And then, of course, we also, for many years now, have fought tax hike referenda at the ballot through our local anti-tax initiative. And we've helped defeat well over 100 property tax and sales tax hikes at the ballot box. And that includes nearly $700 million in new debt in the form of bonds that we've been able to help defeat.
Wow. That's a pretty good record, isn't it? That's something you guys are pretty proud of, I suppose.
Absolutely, because again, those are all victories for taxpayers, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to fight for beleaguered Illinois taxpayers, and heaven knows that they need all the help they can get.
How much? Give me your prognostication. They've been battling for a budget. You're in Springfield most of the time, or in Chicago, or where are you located for the most part?
I live in DuPage County, about an hour west of Chicago. But we get all over the state. I love being in the Metro East area in Southern Illinois, out with real people.
Yeah, give me a prediction. Who's going to break first, Bruce Rauner or Mike Madigan? I mean, it seems like for them to come to for the budget impasse to end, these two guys, to us down here, it looks like these two guys basically are beginning to have for actually months begun to take it personally. And is that what it's down to? These guys just waiting for the other guy to blink?
That's a wonderful question. I think anybody's opinion is as good as the next person's opinion. I do applaud the governor for standing strong against folks that would have rather he simply raised taxes and signed yet another out of balance budget.
Yeah.
But instead, he refused to do that. And unfortunately, it's caused a years long stalemate. But for heaven's sake, you know, we've got a Speaker of the House that's been in control for longer than I've been alive, and you know, a governor that's just midway through his first term, and you know, I always liken that to a guy that has a heart attack and then gets mad at the emergency room doctor. It's like, well, look, this isn't my fault.
It's not yeah, that's right. That's right. This is the guy who's been the guy who's been eating the frozen pizza for the last 30 years.
Right. Right. I'm just meeting you for the first time.
Andrew, how do folks get involved? What's the path?
Yeah, well, we always love to have, you know, we're a grassroots organization at our core, and we love coming alongside folks that are already fighting the good fight and battling in their community against local government or you know, advocating for good policy in Springfield. And so people can always find us on the web at afpillinois.org or on Facebook searching for AFP Illinois, or on Twitter searching for AFP Illinois. And we have a field office in O'Fallon where folks can become more involved. But really, you know, we'd love to hear from people. And so drop us a note or give us a call. And I always appreciate our conversations, Bruce.
Well, Andrew, I certainly do appreciate your time here this morning. And you're very busy, I know, at convention there. And we appreciate the time you've been able to give us. Enjoy the rest of your time out there, okay?
Thanks very much.
You bet. Hey, folks, thanks very much. Andrew, we'll talk to you later. That's Andrew Nimes from the Americans for Prosperity, and that's a good organization working, trying to help the folks of the taxpayers in the state of Illinois. It's just a very difficult situation for all of us. I've got the rest of the show. I'm going to dedicate to John Glenn. I'm going to play music about flying to space, or not quite flying to space. Be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.